KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it is 9:02. Yesterday and today, a diverse group of people is discussing ways the Bering Strait, St. Lawrence Island, and Wrangell Island can be protected. There is a strong assumption that shipping through the strait and the Arctic will increase greatly as the polar ice cap melts and more of the Arctic is open for transit. According to Tom Laughlin from the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the area is important. The IUCN has a group of experts, or they had a group of experts, identify areas most important from a biological and ecological point of view.
It turned out in their professional opinion that the Bering Strait was probably the most important ecological and biological region in the whole of the Arctic in terms of productivity, in terms of just the aggregation of animals and birds and mammals. They're all out there. Their critical habitats are there. And of course, they're also used by the people who live here.
Laughlin organized the workshop that is being held in Nome this week. He says the goal is to come up with measures that will protect the Bering Strait from possible negative effects from shipping and other activities in the ocean. Laughlin says that the measures will be delivered in a report to organizations like the International Maritime Organization and to countries. And not just Arctic countries.
The flag states of China, for example, very big flag state, Japan, Korea, and others, if we can get them to understand the importance of having good rules and regulations for ships that are going through the Arctic, then that'll be very beneficial.
Presenters yesterday included representatives from the U.S. Coast Guard, the Natural Resources Defense Council, COWERIC, Marine Exchange of Alaska, and the Wildlife Conservation Society.
We can all exchange views and explore ideas, and hopefully if we're successful in writing a good report, we can package those ideas up in a way that they can be considered by decision makers in the future.
Yesterday's workshop was basically an introduction to how the different representatives are involved in the Arctic. Today's agenda will feature more brainstorming and discussion about the measures that will be included in the report that Laughlin says should come out in 6 to 8 weeks. Two vessels fitted with drilling rigs left Seattle this morning for Alaska. The Kolok and Noble Discoverer and support ships are headed first to Dutch Harbor. Once open water allows, the rigs will move to the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas for offshore drilling. Shell Oil prepared the ships in Seattle to explore for oil and natural gas. New oil discoveries could feed the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Some Alaska Native organizations and environmental groups, including Greenpeace, oppose the drilling because they fear an oil spill in ice-choked open ocean waters. Expanding Anvil City Science Academy headlined the discussion at last night's meeting of the Nome School Board. An administrative error created a situation at the academy where a student previously accepted to the school was, after the error was corrected, assigned to the school's waiting list. The student's family appealed, and Academy Principal Todd Heineman turned to the school board and asked them to raise the 44-student cap by one. Superintendent Mike Browner.
There was a unique situation that arose this year through the placement process, something that was not the fault of the individual who was impacted, the family who was impacted. Therefore, they would like to waive this 44-student cap to accommodate this unintended circumstance that occurred. That's going to happen. So the point is, a family knows what's going to happen in August.
Just how that will happen, whether through administrative waiver or through a school board vote, has yet to be determined. Browner said maintaining the cap is an obligation for state funding commitments. Heineman used the focus on the charter school to propose an expansion for the academy and raise the cap up to 60 students.
Our plan, if we were able to go to 60 immediately, would be to take all the kids off the waiting list in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and then as many as we could from 5th grade, because we want to keep our grade levels as balanced as possible.
The Academy's waiting list currently has 27 students. Browner said a committee will be formed to explore the logistical and budgetary requirements for an expansion.
We're going to have internal structures redone to accommodate the restroom situation. And that comes with a price tag. Well, we may have to add another teacher. That comes with a price tag. The busing, that comes with a price tag. So the idea tonight was just a request. Let's study. Let's look at what it's going to take.
In his superintendent report, Bronner recommended two new teachers to the board, both of whom were approved. A first grade teaching position went to Mary Jo Hazel from Illinois. A pre-K position went to Gnome's Nikita Shield. The superintendent also submitted the finalized FY 2013 budget for the district, and the board did approve the budget. The board honored soon-to-be-retiring Ray Penitak for his 30 years of service to the district with a plaque and a gift. The plaque, it was noted, included Ray's truck. The board also presented two Partners in Education Awards, one to Sitnasauk for their continued support of the JROTC and perfect attendance programs, and another to Gnome's Rotary Club, thanking them for the donation of dictionaries for the third and fourth grades. Next meeting for the Gnome School Board, August 14th. Lieutenant Dan himself was in Nome yesterday, part of a multi-day tour of Alaska, undertaken by actor Gary Sinise as part of his work entertaining military personnel with the USO. Sinise's trip to Nome yesterday morning wasn't as an entertainer. He was traveling with representatives of TriWest Healthcare, the company that manages the health insurance program for all branches of the U.S. military.
Gary Sinise is very active in performing for the armed forces, and he happened to be on this trip with Dave McIntyre, who's the CEO of TriWest.
That's Norton Sound Health Corporation President and CEO Devin Parlicker. He says the purpose of the TriWest visit was to finalize a contract designating Norton Sound Health Corporation as a preferred provider with the company. Parlicker says that's good news for active personnel in military personnel in the region, including members of the Coast Guard and National Guard. The in-person meeting helped TriWest and Norton Sound work out the approval process for care in Nome, coupled with a separate IHS contract to provide care to veterans. Parlicker says the new agreement greatly expands the coverage Norton Sound can provide to military personnel. As for Gary Sinise, he, along with TriWest CEO Dave McIntyre, enjoyed a tour of Nome with Mayor Denise Michaels. The mayor says they toured the dredges, talked about last winter's fuel delivery with the Renda and the Healy, and also checked out some musk oxen out by the high school. And is it time for trips to the beach, boat rides, truck rides, and barbecues? And while a lot of people went bird hunting this spring, now is it time for birding, if such is a hobby of yours. One bird, the bar-tailed godwit, will be nesting in western parts of Alaska. This bird flies to this part of the world all the way from Australia and New Zealand. It typically makes one stop near the Yellow Sea in China to rest and feed, then continues its journey north. If you live on the coast, you might want to catch a glimpse of the bird now, because just 2 years ago, researchers learned something interesting about this bird.
On its journey home, it flies 7,000 miles without stopping.
That's one of Nome's resident expert birders, Sister Alice Sullivan.
It's in the air continually, depending on headwinds and tailwinds, either from 5 to 7 days. It doesn't eat, it can't stop because it's flying over open water, and it's unique in that sense. It's a unique marathon bird.
The USGS says roughly 100 to 150,000 bar-tailed godwits breed in Alaska. They breed all the way from the Bethel area to Barrow. To hear more about where to spot this bird, what it eats, and what's up with its upturned beak, tune into Profiles after this newscast and the weather, and also the 6 p.m. weather. The price of gold up $1.30 an ounce to $1,574.90. An ounce of silver is down 17 cents to $27.04. And a pound of zinc at 80 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed well ahead of schedule at 8:39 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 50 degrees at the KNOM studios, 11 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.